In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome to this new week. We are in the 12th week of Ordinary Time Church Year C. Today is Monday, the 24th of June, 2019. The church celebrates today the birthday of St. John the Baptist. Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Let us pray. O God, who raised up St. John the Baptist to make ready a nation fit for Christ the Lord, give your people, we pray, the grace of spiritual joys and direct the hearts of all the faithful into the way of salvation and peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 to 6. The second reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 22 to 26. The Gospel is taken from St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 57 to 66, and verse 80. I read from the first reading. Coast and islands, listen to me. Pay attention, distant peoples. Yahweh called me when I was in the womb. Before my birth, He had pronounced my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. He hid me in the shadow of His hand. He made me into a sharpened arrow and concealed me in His quiver. He said to me, Israel, you are my servant, through whom I shall manifest my glory. But I said, my toil has been futile. I have exhausted myself for nothing, to no purpose. Yet all the while my course was with Yahweh and my reward with my God. And now Yahweh has spoken, who formed me in the womb, to be His servant, to bring Jacob back to Him and to reunite Israel to Him. I shall be honored in Yahweh's eyes, and my God has been my strength. He said, it is not enough for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back the survivors of Israel. I shall make you a light to the nations, so that my salvation may reach the remotest parts of the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Oh, the word of my Lord, deep within my being. Oh, the word of my Lord, you have filled my mind. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you through and through. I chose you to be mine. Before you left your mother's side, I called to you, my child, to be my side. Oh, the word of my Lord.
You have a mission and a purpose. You have a mission and a purpose. Dearly beloved, I have heard it many times. very many times been said while describing children that some are born out of wedlock and some are illegitimate. It pains me. It grieves me. This could be knowingly or out of ignorance. But whatever be the case, whether knowingly or out of ignorance, it is a shameful and disgraceful thing to call a child, God's gift, as illegitimate. It is a slap on God's face. There is no illegitimate child or child born out of wedlock. Because when it comes to God, a child is a child, whether out of wedlock or in wedlock, in lock or out lock, good lock or even bad lock, however we choose to call it, children are God's gift however or whenever they come. Aren't there those married yet with no children? So then, beloved, never tag some children as illegitimate. That annoys God. God's gift is never and can never and will never be illegitimate. If he did not want to, he will not give it to you. So when he gifts you with one, be thankful and do not go negatively tagging them. Each child that comes from God has a purpose and a mission in this life. We are not some accidents or substances of chance in God's hands. God did not make us out of some mistake. We are each willed by God. You might not have willed to have a child, but when God gives one to you, that child has a purpose and a mission. Remember, he does not give to everybody, even those who will to have some. Whatever the purpose or mission of each child is, only God knows and reveals it later to the individual. The rest of us only have to help nurture and groom the child to grow and realize God's purpose and mission for their lives. We are crying for change in our world, crying about bad leadership, bad governance, and perhaps the one sent by God whose purpose and mission it was to liberate us was aborted many years ago. Give children and unborn babies their right and opportunity to live. They have a purpose and a mission. The next baby aborted or killed brutally, the next human being we shoot and kill indiscriminately, that child abandoned may just have been the next bishop, the next president, the next religious, or the next perfect couple we have destroyed. That was what Herod did when he massacred those innocent babies, Matthew chapter 2, verses 16 to 18. Do you know how many lives were wasted and destroyed? Do you know how many purposes and missions that would have bettered the world that Herod brought to a fiasco? It is against this background that the church celebrates the birthday of St. John the Baptist today. A child who was born with a purpose. A child who was born with a mission. All readings of today's liturgy, including the psalm, talk about God knowing us even before we were born. In the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 to 6, the prophet says, Yahweh called me when I was in the womb. Before my birth, he had pronounced my name, and now Yahweh has spoken who formed me in the womb to be his servant. So, from conception, Isaiah had already been chosen by God. His purpose and mission was to be God's prophet and mouthpiece. He was no accident or substance of chance or mistake. God willed him. Imagine he was aborted or abandoned. That would have been God's prophet wasted. The psalm is from King David, Psalm 139, and he says, Yahweh, you know me and examine me. You know when I sit, walk, or lie down. You know my thoughts from far away. You created my inmost being. Knit me together in my mother's womb. You know me through and through. In the Gospel, Luke chapter 1, verses 57 to 66 and verse 80, we find the narrative of the birth of John the Baptist. After his birth, we are told, they wanted to name him Zechariah after his father, but the latter wrote that his name would be John. That was the name the angel had given, Luke chapter 1, verse 13. That name symbolized his purpose and mission. He was to be the forerunner of the Savior. And when his father said he would be called John, the people, we are told, wondered what the child would turn out to be. Yes, they could only wonder because they did not know his purpose and mission. Only God and he, the child, knew, as he would later recognize Jesus in the womb and leap for joy. Luke chapter 1, verse 44. Dearly beloved, each one of you has a purpose and a mission in this life. That God gave you life and still lets you live till now, you have a purpose and a mission. Thank God for who you are. Stop comparing yourselves with others, because your purpose and mission can never be theirs, and theirs can never be yours. You are you. Live your life and be you. Parents, educators, and guardians, please give room for your children to fulfill their mission and purpose. Do not force them to be you or the people you think they should be. You are not God. They have a different mission and purpose from you. That you are a doctor does not mean your son must be a doctor. Many educationists and psychologists like John Locke, Johann Heinrich Pestalozzi, John Dewey, and St. John Bosco have spoken at length on the role of parents and educators to help the child realize their purpose and mission. Treat children with love and respect. Jesus did same. No child is illegitimate. Governments, on your part, invest in your youth. Parents, schools, and society raise up children in a manner to help them achieve their dreams. God has a plan for each one of them. Let us pray this day for aborted babies, abandoned children, those not given the opportunity to be the persons they ought to be, those shot and killed brutally and indiscriminately, thereby destroying their future and the future of the nation and our world, those not cared for. Let us treasure every human life, for that life has a purpose and a mission. Celebrate your own birthday, for you have a purpose and a mission from God to this world. St. John the Baptist, happy birthday and intercede for us. Amen. You have been listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. We wish each and every one of you a happy feast. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.